Good morning and welcome to Pathways to Service, your Rotary Roadshow. I'm Seal.
And I'm Roxanne, and we are super excited to have with us in studio today our Lieutenant Governor Bethany Hall Long.
Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning. Good Sunday morning. It's a pleasure to be here with both you, Seal, and Roxanne. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yep. So we're real interested to hear, and we're very excited to hear from you about accomplishments over the past year and where you think we're going in, over the next year. Your initiatives, the governor's initiatives, everything that you have exciting to tell us, we want to hear about.
Wow. We don't have enough time to hear it all.
But, all right.
But as we enter this new year, so I want to give a well wish to all the Rotarians listening globally and along the Delmarva in particular. Happy New Year to you. And I have to say thank you first to Service Above Self. What a wonderful organization globally. And when you can bring together, as I look at Seal and Roxanne, I know their years of experience up and down the Delmarva and my interactions with them, in particular around the Middletown and Delaware community, the link of business and leadership that you do in the humanitarian service. So I'm going to lens today a little bit as we have our conversation. I'm not going to talk too long. I'm going to let you interact with some questions, but I'll start, you know, with my commitment, as you all know, as a nurse and a faculty, as well as Lieutenant Governor, how imperative it is for Rotarians to do what you do. You fill in that wonderful gap. And for our accomplishments, Governor Carney and mine, it's impossible to do without the help of wonderful leaders in our community. And I want to get that straight up and thank you. Thank you for that. And we have a path of things that we've done to make Delaware stronger, both emotionally as well as physically. That encompasses some things I'll talk about, three things I'll probably focus on, which will be about our Behavioral Health Consortium, good, Lieutenant Governor's Challenge. Mm-hmm. But something first and foremost that I want to mention that I know is really important to members of Congress as well as governors, and that is our upcoming census. Yes. Which importantly affects business.
Yep.
Yes, it does. We've been contacted at the Senior Center about that. We've got somebody from the census to come out, and they're going to actually recruit some of the older members of our community to go around and take the census. And we're trying to let everybody know how important that is.
Yep. Great. Our chamber's a census partner.
Awesome.
So we've been involved with the process, and I know that my husband last week just had someone knock on the door, so we sat down for a few minutes and chatted with them. So,
that's great.
So they're already out on the streets, and we have lots of parts of that initiative already in place for us.
So. And so Rotarians may ask, well, why bother? Why is this so important? The census, every time you answer the questionnaire, which this year, ladies, is going to be all electronic, although for the seniors and the community, and I shouldn't say seniors because that is probably stigmatizing, but for those who may not use technology as much, by the fourth go around, they are going to have persons not only at your door, but they will mail you a copy. Mm-hmm. It is April 1st, 2020. We want you to be counted. We've worked really hard in the Lieutenant Governor's office. Governor created the Complete Count Commission. Sounds like you guys have already been approached both by federal and local folks. Mm-hmm. Our county, Newcastle County, Sussex and Kent, City of Wilmington, along with many invested interest parties, are working hard on the census to make sure that we follow through with our governor's Executive Order 23. And in doing so, we are making sure that in Delaware we get counted. Ladies, I'm going to share with you this statistic that kind of blew me away. George Washington University did a study that showed that on average, states can lose $1,800 per person per year. And that comes up to Delaware. We have 27% of our money comes from the federal government. Wow. So that is around $14 million.
Yeah,
you know,
wow.
We lost in an undercount. And what does that translate to? Those of you who work in the business community,
right.
This is our roads. This is our Medicaid. This is a lot of really important programs that we have. And I have to say that it's so important. So for healthcare, for childcare, for roads, everything, agriculture as well. I know Delmarva has a robust ag industry.
Yeah.
Crop insurance. You need to be counted. And you need to make sure that if you have questions, to please either contact my office or other individuals, the federal office, to make sure that we know that you're in existence. And so businesses and Rotarians, step up. We're going to be recruiting ambassadors. They're being hired now. We appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm glad you connected the dots. Because I know that a lot of people see people walking around the neighborhoods knocking on doors and they literally hide.
Yes.
And we want to get them away from doing that.
And not be afraid to be counted. Again, we touch on that little sensitive issue, too, about one's status. You need to be counted if you're a college student. If you are a person that maybe is here with a green card or others, everyone matters. So we want everyone to be counted because, again, you are contributing to our community. You're in our schools. And we need to make sure Delaware and the Delmarva and globally, yes, those of you who are listening across the country, please make sure on April 1st that you get counted. So that is one of the areas that's up and coming that's important. I mentioned earlier some other things that in getting counted and working is making sure that our communities stay healthy, that making sure physical health as well as what we call emotional health, brain health, is something that's really important. I suspect if we were to get lots of call-ins today, those listening could probably share with us some challenges, both physically that they've seen an increase with their aging population, or with the opioid crisis that is affecting all corners of our states and our country as the number one public health threat and epidemic of this generation. So I'd like to talk a little bit about that, since I know Rotarians roll up their sleeves, both in the business and professional side, when it comes to these issues.
And specifically, if there are opportunities for Rotarians to either volunteer, or if you have the time, and I know you're very busy, to go to some of the clubs personally and be a speaker to explain some of this, that would be great.
We will do that. We will do that. And I've done some of that. Yeah. I've had that opportunity over the past 3 years. You know, it's been three quick years since I transitioned from the Senate into the Lieutenant Governor's role. And it has just been fantastic. And Governor Carney had a passion of keeping people in shape physically, as well as making sure that our children start healthy, because we all know those things and habits that we do early on in life do come back. And so I took his challenge and made it the challenge 2.0. And by doing that, what I did was include emotional and well-being, which businesses, you think about it, ladies, from a business professional, whether the chamber or Rotarian, what is the number one reason for a lot of time for business loss? Absenteeism. And what contributes to absenteeism? Individuals with back injuries.
Health and wellness.
Yep. Health and wellness. And I don't know if you have something there you want to add too from the Chamber or Rotary or from your work. I know in the senior population from the health side, why that's so important.
Yeah, actually the seniors are a very vulnerable population. And very needy when it comes to health care. And are more frequent consumers of health care services. So it's critical that they have access and that they be able to afford the health care.
Right. And that's something we've worked really hard on. And I know today we can't have endless time, but if any in the listening audience is listening in before I hang up, I'll give them a couple of lines and places they can actually visit about health care. But I would hope that if they go to Delaware.gov and surf into the Lieutenant Governor's Challenge 2.0, you'll find me, Bethany Hall Long, and you will also be able to sign up. And this is where Rotarians can make a difference. You can, either through organizations that you belong to, your own business, can join the Lieutenant Governor's Challenge. And it doesn't mean you're going to all have to go out and do push-ups and jumping jacks. It means that you can do what works for your business, your church, your community organization. Something as simple as learning how to breathe and be mindful. Mindfulness. Delaware Technical Community College did a fabulous job and won in our challenge. We have a challenge where you can sign up. And for those who like to have systems awards, senior centers, clubs, organizations, churches, schools, workplace, we will give you an award and you will be recognized.
Excellent.
That's
really
and I hope that you sign up. We have February going forth is our upcoming deadline of when you can sign up for the Lieutenant Governor's Challenge.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I know even chambers, like there's a lot of businesses that incentivize their employees to stay healthy, which is a beautiful thing. We even did Zumba last year. So we might need to reenact Zumba. Trust me, I didn't realize how impactful Zumba can be.
We just started Zumba Gold at the Senior Center.
All right, yes. Zumba Gold. And whether it's Zumba, Pilates, riding your bike, taking the stairs at the office instead of the elevator.
Or parking farther away in the parking lot and walking more.
And those active lifestyles matter. And we've been lucky. We've had corporations such as the Purdue Company, which we're talking Delmarva. We've had Insight Pharmaceuticals, Eisenberg Elementary School. We could go on with the list of those who've been honored. And again, whether it's a state agency, to a community, to your workplace. And this is where Rotarians, I know, really do care. And whether it's assisting someone else, perhaps working with an organization that serves persons who have physical disabilities.
Yes.
Or it could be a community where people need assistance with shopping and food choices. You name it, we are open to it at the Lieutenant Governor's Challenge 2.0.
Fantastic. Give us the web address for that to sign up.
Absolutely. We will do that. That is Lieutenant Governor, so LTGOVERNOR, challenge.org. And again, if you go under Delaware.gov to Bethany Hall Long, or always feel free to call 302-577-8787, 302-577-8787. We would be happy to give you more information. And I know Governor Carney has been very committed from the economic side. And before I talk a little bit about our priorities, also in that you'll hear from him in the upcoming State of the State, we also have, as I mentioned earlier, the emotional well-being, brain health side, the behavioral health work that we put a lot of work into the last 3 years. And that is dealing with issues from autism to Alzheimer's, but the big A of addiction. And when you talk about the big A of addiction, we don't want to make assumptions. And we're really working hard with businesses and the Rotarian and Chamber to let people know it's okay not to be okay. And if you are struggling with anxiety, depression, or you have a caregiving role with someone with dementia, we can get you respite services and care. And I think Rotarians play a huge role here by serving a lot of the nonprofit organizations that also provide services for persons who are suffering with an addiction or brain health issue. And so don't be ashamed. Visit Delaware's Help Is Here, Delaware.org. Huge number of resources. And Delaware, along the Delmarva, has participated with Rotarians and others to help raise awareness, whether we're dealing with the Eastern Shore, where we've collaborated across jurisdictions into Maryland with Project Purple and other awareness areas. Very important. So if you're out there listening and you struggle with anxiety, depression, or have a family member, you're not alone. Please know that we can get you help. And Delaware has national models, thanks to Governor Carney and other individuals who've come together with stakeholders across our state. We have a 3-year action plan, again, addressing issues from autism to Alzheimer's, but mainly right now a lot with addiction, giving out naloxone, being one of the first states to have parity. And also the first state to have an overdose system of care so that our wonderful first responders, which many of Rotarians are first responders, firefighters, service, so that when they go to someone's home who's experienced an overdose, that number one, we're not having deaths because a Delawarean dies every 22 hours from an overdose.
Wow.
We're working hard to lower that number.
Yeah.
So know we're working hard in this lane.
Well, that's becoming more and more prevalent in this state. And because we're a throughway between some larger cities along the East Coast, we're seeing a lot more of that now than we used to.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know that the local police forces have been issued Narcan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we can make that available to any listener here.
That's exactly where I was going with that.
Yes. We have that supply available. And we also, thanks to Google, we're the first in the nation with Google, that when someone taps in to their phone or Google on their website, we can get you to services. It's a collaborative effort. We had a lot of broken down systems. You all know the issue. When you call one agency, they referred you to another.
Right.
You couldn't get care. You didn't have the insurance. We worked really hard with the insurance commissioner's office, the attorney general's office, across agencies, substance abuse, healthcare, We've worked really hard, Department of Education, so that it's a seamless transition. No one should suffer alone. And we're working hard with local law enforcement, like you indicated as well, to make sure people can save lives. I want to share with you an alarming statistic. Those of you who are in the business humanitarian side, we are losing a preponderance of young men, young white men, and other persons with mental health issues, not only from suicide, but also in our young African-American community with whether it's suicide or whether it's a heroin overdose. These are our young working employees. Mm-hmm. So from a business listening perspective, yes, it's so important to have open conversations, to let people know it's okay not to be okay. And mm-hmm, whether you have a barber shop to your machine shop,
right,
we want people to talk about their well-being and emotional health and that there's help. And get Narcan. 90% of our overdose deaths, we had 400 in 2018 alone in Delaware.
Wow.
90% occurred with another person in the home present. Misnomer is, oh, it was another person using. No, it was a parent or a loved one who watched, wow, their child, their parent, their cousin pass. That doesn't have to be the experience. We have the medicine, naloxone. You can purchase it over the counter, or we can make sure you get a hand supply in hand, and we can then get the person treatment. So a great walk away for humanitarian, yep, service, mm-hmm, is around the whole health side. But I would like to, in our few minutes that we have left, probably talk a little bit to you, but let you ladies perhaps ask me questions as we look to the state of the state and our economic workforce and other ways, right, to volunteer.
And in general, I'm just trying to figure out where we stand with industry.
Okay, with industry, we're really pleased to report that through our Department of Labor and others, we have an all-time low around our unemployment rate, and that we also have, thank goodness, we have also, I think, around 9% or so of our workforce is not only in the food and construction service, but we're moving more into our professional services. And we're very pleased with our governor having worked really hard to make sure funds are going into infrastructure. You know, Delaware is kind of unique in that we have not only a great location and the whole Delmarva, because I am listening,
right,
to our Delmarva,
right,
Rotary organizations, that, you know, we provide cost incentives often, tax incentives, mm-hmm, that we have in Delaware, thank goodness.
Absolutely.
Highly qualified, educated, mm-hmm, workforce. But we also are working to make sure that all pathways to prosperity and partnership are in place, and that we are working really hard with EDGE grants. And these grants are, mm-hmm, programs that are very important. You know, Delaware's workforce grew by 9.4%, twice that of the U.S. average. And a lot of this is not only because of our career-ready pathways, but also because we also are providing funding, you know, for mom-and-pop shops. So I think many of our, mm-hmm, Rotary organizations who are listening, you know, recognize that EDGE grants are very important, and that they're going to continue with 3 out of 4 going to have the funding. And we're really excited that, you know, in Delaware, we're having our biggest bond, which is capital infrastructure. For those of you who are driving,
yes,
through Delaware, through the Delmarva Peninsula, Governor Carney's office has committed not only to our highways, but other infrastructure, such as our clean water. And I know Rotarian groups are often seen picking up trash,
yes,
cleaning, yep, up water, and we, mm-hmm, say thank you for that. I know Governor Carney is very committed, mm-hmm, to litter-free Delaware and also making sure we have that clean water. And so part of that is this huge investment, whether it's our waterway or our roads, with around $4.5 billion.
It's a big commitment.
It's a big commitment. And so for industry, we want you to know we have competitive programs. We have our partnerships. And so we hope, as Rotarians, you're looking at Delaware if you're thinking about being an entrepreneur or setting up business. Yeah. And I'm sure, Roseanne, you know, Roxanne, you can speak about, yeah, the chamber. And Seal, you can also talk about some of your work with the Rotary around why Delaware.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know, especially for economic development. Delaware is a maven, if you will, within the Delmarva region. So we've been experienced exponential growth in the Middletown, middle of the state, and downstate in Sussex County, mm-hmm, many businesses are choosing to call Delaware home. I know for us, we were very excited to have the first business incubator and collaborative workspace below the canal. We provide grants to entrepreneurs as well, and we were excited to award the very first one last year. So, I mean, Delaware is really a great hub for business outside of the tax structure that we offer, but it's also been a really great place to live, work, and call home for people that are coming from all over the country. So a lot of the senior communities that we have lots of golf courses too for people.
Absolutely.
That population in general has exploded. Our school district is very blessed. I believe our superintendent spoke recently at an event that we had, and Middletown alone, I would say over the past 10 years has grown by 18,000 people. So from 18,000 people to 36,000 people.
Right.
And by 2030, we will grow from 36,000 to 86,000.
Wow.
So the opportunity for folks to come here, for businesses, for families, is just phenomenal. And so you can talk about the senior offerings as well.
Absolutely. Senior centers are getting a lot more progressive. They are no longer places where people sit in rocking chairs and play checkers all day.
No.
Because seniors are more vibrant, vital, and younger than we used to think.
Yeah.
You only have to be 50 to be a member. And there's all kinds of exercise and social programs, as well as cognitive stimulation and early memory loss programs throughout the state now. So
really good stuff, you know.
Is.
So if you think about it, you've both just encapsulated kind of what we were talking about, you know, with our governor and the vision for the future in Delaware, strong economics. And how do you have strong economics? By both a physically healthy and emotionally healthy community. And with Delaware, you know, we've been eyes of the nation. We've been lucky to have Pew Charitable Trust work with us as we've been doing some creative things with our criminal justice reform and our corrections institutions around behavioral health. And I can tell you, as chair elect of the National Lieutenant Governors Association, which I'm proud to say that. So to our national listening audience, I had the opportunity to work with many of your lieutenant governors across the country. You know, we are proud to have a hub of ideas, and that's what makes us a wonderful nation. And that's why globally, I'm excited to know that Rotarians from around the world, along with our Delmarva, are listening on this Sunday morning, today to some of the ideas that we have in Little Delaware. We are a glimpse of the nation and the country. Our background, our demography, our census data actually shows that Delaware is a great place to locate and to be, and that we hope, if any of you haven't been here or have only driven through on your 2-hour drive up and down the East Coast, that you stop and you shop and you visit Delaware. We really are a diamond, and we are just so pleased that we have great people like Roxanne and Seal and other Rotary members who are totally committed to doing the right thing and putting service to others over yourself. And so I want to thank you for this opportunity today.
Oh, it's great having you. I love all the different things that we have going on in the state. I can tell you for sure there's going to be a lot of businesses signing up for the Lieutenant Governor 2.0 Challenge.
Yes, please do.
And our business is among them.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Give us one more time. Web address and phone number.
Lieutenant Governor, it is Lieutenant Governor, go to Delaware.gov. And then also, if you would kindly do Lieutenant Governor, LTGOVERNOR, challenge.org. And 302-577-8787.
Thanks so much. This has been awesome.
Thank you.
All the best with your year.